The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The Prophet is known as Khatamul Anbiya. He is the last of the prophets. But then there is one ayat where he talks about this issue of the previous prophets who were asked to prophesize and let their people know about coming of Muhammad. But there the name that Allah gave them was the name Ahmad. And this is from Surah number 61, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Is qala Isa ibn Maryam, and this is a quotation of Isa ibn Maryam, talking to his followers, the Christians, Ya Bani Israel, inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. I am the messenger of Allah to you, O the Bani Israel, musaddiqan lima bayna yaday min at-Tawrat. I am here to confirm the book which came before me, Tawrat, the book of Musa alayhi salam. But I am not only here to confirm what came before, wa mubashiran بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And I'm here to give you the good news of the messenger who will come after me. إِسْمُهُ Ahmad. His name would be Ahmad. So we'll inshallah, you know, go through this name Ahmad and see, you know, if there is any indication of that in the present Bible or not. The name Muhammad was common, but the name used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him in the previous scriptures, Ahmad, was not known among the Arabs. So let us now see whether, you know, this mention of the name of the Prophet is there in the Bible which exists now. Bible is of in two parts. The first part is the Old Testament, the Jewish part of the Bible. The second part is the New Testament, which is the scripture of the Christians. In the second part, Gospel of John, Isa basically is talking to his disciples that, you know, my mission is coming to the end as far as this phase of my life is concerned, but God will send somebody else after a time to continue the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the words that he uses there. This is in Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16 to 17. Based on the King James Version, the famous translation that they have in English. And this is where Isa says to his followers, And I shall pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Comforter with C, not the comforter we have at home. Huh? We're talking about somebody who will come and, you know, make us comfortable as far as our salvation is concerned, that he may abide with you forever and even the Spirit of truth. There is another translation of the Bible, which is known as the Scholar's Version. This is a newer, translation, and there the wordings are that Isa says to his followers, At my request, the Father will provide you with yet another advocate. They have preferred the word advocate to the word comforter, the authentic spirit who will be with you forever. Again, going back to Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7 to 13. Again, there is another quotation from Isa ibn Maryam where he says, Nonetheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatever he shall hear, shall he speak. We'll come to this latter part of, you know, this description of the new prophet later on. Going back to the scholar's version of this translation of this piece of the quotation from Isa, slightly, you know, better, where they say, but I'm telling you the truth. You will be better off to have me leave. You see, if I don't leave, the advocate can't come to you. If I go, I will send the advocate to you. When the advocate comes, the spirit of truth, it will guide you to the complete truth, and it will not speak on its own authority, but will tell you what it hears. Now this term, comforter, if you look at King John's James version, is a translation of the Greek word parakletos. Parakletos, there are three meanings given to it in dictionary. One is advocate, somebody who pleads the case for someone else. What is the meaning of Shafi? What does this Shafi do? He does Shafa'at. Means you have a person here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other side, and the person in between pleads on behalf of this person. So use the word advocate or the word Shafi. The Wahhabi should understand this better. And the second meaning of parakletos is one who counsels. And the third meaning is advises another from deep concern for the other's welfare. According to a scholar who was from the Christian background, converted to Islam later on, Suleiman Shahid Mufassir, he says that according to some of the scholars, Jesus was not Greek. You know, they have the earliest, you know, scriptures that they have are in Eastern European language. The language spoken by Jesus was Aramaic. And he says if you look at the Greek word periklios, which means admirable or glorified. And this is where they are saying that, you know, according to him, he says this word periklios is more closer to the words of Isa, and that is actually the translation of the word Muhammad or the word Ahmad. And so we know that what exists now is not exactly the actual Torah and Injil, you know, especially when it comes to Injil. Injil was revealed on Isa alayhi salam, whereas the New Testament is actually Gospels written by not only the disciples, actually the disciples of the disciples of Isa. So what is there in New Testament is more, you know, equivalent to hadith that we have, that the Sahaba quoted the words of Rasulullah. And so it's not Injil in that way. Yet things have still survived where you see that Isa ibn Maryam talks about a prophet who will come in the future. And by looking at the Greek word, which is very closer to the meaning of Ahmad and Muhammad, we see that the truth has still survived in the present version of the Bible.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.